So far, it's working out. You know, just got a Coach Bill is a great coach, coaching us technique and you know how to do it. And you know, Coach Wade's just let's go out there and play and just get upfield and make plays. And so I'm adapting pretty well.
Were you maybe built to be a 3-4 defense?
I'm built to be whatever scheme they put me in. You know, I don't want to subject myself just to one scheme, but you know, I think it's just if you can play, you can play, and it doesn't matter what scheme you can play in. So I'm just trying to adapt and forget the things I learned 3 years in a row and learn what they want us to do here.
In what area do you see the improvement in cohesion coming for the defense during OTAs last week?
I don't know, because I thought last year we were pretty cohesive too, but I think this year is just, you know, everybody's helping each other learn plays, and, you know, I know we're talking a lot more while we're out there. Everybody's reminding, you know, I know I'm reminding Sly or talking to Derek about our responsibilities, just so I can talk to myself and, you know, so nobody makes mistakes. So I think that's probably something different because, you know, last year we were been there for 2-3 years, all of us. So, but I think this year it's just talking to each other, helping each other out, and just kind of encouraging each other just to get the techniques right.
They say about Coach Kolar that he gets the best out of guys.
Mm-hmm.
How's he been doing that so far?
You know, he's one of the best, and he's proven. You know, he's been coaching for a long time. He's been producing a lot of guys, and he has a lot of guys under his belt as far as making them to the players that they are today. And so I think, you know, him just, you know, having us run to the ball every play or, you know, just expecting the most out of us, and no matter who it is, no matter if me, Wolf, Sly, you know, or Marvin, or to the youngest guy, you know, I think it demands respect, demands top effort, and if you can't give it to him, he's gonna let you know that he'll cut you. So I think it's one of those things that you just gotta just keep working and get it together.
DeMarcus envisioned a scenario yesterday with Ray on the field with me and Vaughn,
mm-hmm.
where then it's just gonna leave one-on-ones with you and Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that? What would that create for you guys?
That'd be nice, you know, to have one-on-ones. I think, you know, I'm kind of seeing that too, because a lot of, you know, with five guys on the line, the tackles gotta respect D-Ware and Vaughn, and you know, if they got me, Sly, and Wolf in the inside, you know, I can only imagine how many one-on-ones is going to be. So I think we just got to, you know, keep practicing our pass rush moves and just be ready just to kind of take advantage of those situations when we do get those one-on-ones, whether it be the best guard in the league or the guy who's just in there for an injured guy. You know, we just got to go out there and make the best of our plays and get those sacks that are presented to us and leave nothing on the field this year.
I know you guys are learning a good defense, but so much was made last year when you added the parts of the defensive guys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is there a chance with this defense, the way it's going to be aggressive, that you guys can just win some games, kind of like that Kansas City game, where you don't have to rely so much on the offense?
I think that's our goal every year, to go out there and be a defense that doesn't rely on offense. But I think, you know, going in this year, you know, I can really see us kind of, you know, we've been together for a while as far as the new additions, as far as TJ and, you know, Akib and, you know, Chris Harris coming back, having a big year. And, you know, we have Danny and Brandon back. So I think, you know, once everybody gets back and healthy and we're all working together, I think, you know, we'll be one of those teams that will be more of a defensive-led team, you know, as we want to be, because defense wins championships. And, you know, that's just what we're working for. And I think we can get that. We just got to keep working. And but I think we can do it. I think we can do it.
How much does Brandon mean to this defense, and how much was he missed when he was out last year?
Brandon means a lot, you know, but, you know, he's a great player. He's very vocal. You know, what he says is going to be right, and there's no mistakes from Brandon. And but, you know, it's next man up. The train stops for nobody. So, you know, when he went down, Todd stepped up. You know, Steven Johnson stepped up. And it's one of those things that, you know, we just got to keep going. Those guys got to know what they're doing when they get in there. Can't get too bright-eyed, you know, when the game starts going. And I think they did a good job. And now it's just going on again and doing it again and just getting that game time rep and that confidence that, you know, if they make a mistake, coach not going to take them out. They're still going to be able to stay in there and play and, you know, just keep going.
How's a young guy like Kenny and Nicky doing as far as transitioning?
Kenny's doing good. You know, he's a small guy, you know, trying to get in there and learn technique, because he didn't play at 3 or 4 last year. So he's coming along real nice. You know, I mean, when you have Coach Kolar, you know, you got to learn fast, or like I said, he'll let you know he's cutting you. So it's one of those things that he knows what he has to do. He knows what he wants to do, and he knows either he gets it done or he's out of here. So I think with that said, you know, he's just working hard, coming along very well. And, you know, once we get those pads on, we'll be able to tell a lot better. But right now, he looks good out there with jerseys and helmets.
Is it safe to say that the pressure is at another level with a new coach, new system, and a guy like Kolar to prove yourself in that competition then?
I wouldn't say the pressure is more. I just think that it's more of a – He's more of a, he's a good teacher. So when I say that, it's like he knows how to teach pass rush, you know, from fundamentals all the way up to just going fast and doing it. And, you know, I think that's kind of the difference from last year is that, you know, he knows how to just to kind of get in the meeting room, tell you what he wants, tell you how to do it from step A to Z. And when we go on the field, he knows how to walk through it to get you in at least a feeling of it. To then when you go out on the field, it's second nature. So I hope that answers your question.
With all the changes to the offensive line, are you guys able to help them out? Or is it just simple as you do your job and that's helping them learn their position?
I think it's a little of both. You know, I know the first few weeks when we got out there, it was just me just going out there, learning my things and learning techniques, you know, learning stop to half charge and stop playing the tackle on double teams and playing the guard. But, you know, once I kind of get that down for myself, I can go look at Ben and say, all right, Ben, you know, when you should stop doing this, you start doing that. Or, you know, the young guy that is replacing Clady, you know, I know you're coming down to me because of this, or I know the things you're doing, you know, trying to help him out. So I think it's first going out there, getting yourself right. Because you can't help nobody unless if you're out there messing up, you know. So I think it's getting yourself right, then getting them right. But we're getting along to that point where we're talking to each other, helping each other out, and getting each other where we need to be because we are a team and we're going to need them just as much as they need us.
Have you heard your representatives opening dialogue about a new contract? Did you anticipate that before the season
starts? I haven't heard nothing about that. I'm just worried about seriously just going out there and doing my part and, you know, making them give me as much as I feel like I deserve. So. You know, right now it's not about, you know, the money, which would be nice, I'm not gonna lie, but right now it's just going out here and just trying to earn it. You know, I got one more year on my contract, so for me to sit there and be worried about a contract right now would be silly. I still gotta go a year. So, you know, I'm just, the way I see it, I'm just waiting for the end of the year. That's when I see it's gonna come. I don't see it coming any earlier, so I'm not waiting for it. I'm just gonna go out there and play these games and see what happens.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.